I was paying for the vehicle while she was in college.
Dad changed his plans.
She switched cars with your girlfriend. Is that what happened?
She agreed to pay for the Hummer and the Honda and insurance.
Then a car goes missing.
In the middle of the night, Pamela Isles had a car towed from my apartment.
I asked for it back, and then she went into hiding for 16 months.
I'm getting where this is going.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Cassie Fabiani is suing her father's girlfriend, Pamela Illis, for the return of a Honda CR-V and for rental car fees.
Order. All rise. Yeah, this is case number 513 on the calendar in the matter of Fabiani versus Illis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Fabiani, this is your daughter.
Correct.
And this is your girlfriend.
Correct.
How long has she been your girlfriend?
3 years.
Okay. I want you to tell me about this car deal that you had with your daughter back in 2008.
Wasn't exactly a deal. She was going to college at the time. She needed transportation. So I gave her, I think it ended up being $11,000 plus tax and license. And I took her to her dealership. She kind of had a lead foot at the time, so I wanted her to have a very large vehicle. And the deal was that she had to have a very safe car. And that's why we chose the Hummer.
What year Hummer did she purchase?
It was like a 2007.
And how much was the car?
I believe it was $28,000.
And she was going to college at the time?
Yes, yes.
Who was supposed to pay for the car? Don't look over there. I want you to look over here.
I'm trying.
You don't have to try. You can do it. You can look at me.
I was paying for the vehicle while she was in college.
Was that the agreement?
Right. I wanted her to stay in college. It was her second time around. She had been at Washington University on a full ride scholarship, and she just dumped it. So she came back home, and then she went to University of San Francisco on a full ride scholarship. And I said, well, you need transportation to the university. So I gave her the money to get the Hummer.
Now, you put down the down payment on the car.
I actually gave her the money, put it in her account, and she paid for the car.
Whatever.
All right.
And you were making payments on the car while she was in college?
Correct.
And what was to happen when she graduated from college?
She would keep the vehicle.
And who would make the payments?
I would, but it would have been finished by then.
Now, at some point, according to your daughter, she switched cars with your girlfriend. Is that what happened?
Yes.
That was a weak yes.
Yes.
At the time that you switched cars with Miss Isles, were you still in college?
No, ma'am.
No. So at the time you made the switch, you had dropped out of school?
No.
You had graduated from school?
No.
Well, either you dropped out, you graduated, or you were expelled.
The situation was that I was on a tennis scholarship at University of Washington. I got an eye ulcer where I almost went blind, and because I was on a scholarship, they couldn't allow me to stay, and I wanted to transfer schools. What my father said that I was
in... Listen to me. I have a question. My question was, at the time that you traded the cars with Miss Isles, were you still in school?
No. It was the summertime. I wasn't in college anymore, and it was long gone that I was in University of Washington.
How long hadn't you been in college when you traded cars with Miss Isles?
I think I was out of University of San Francisco, and it was summertime, and then I proceeded to work with my
father. Did you go to...
So I was no longer in college.
That's my question. Did you continue to make payments on the Hummer? The answer is either yes or no.
I gave her a different vehicle.
It's not my question. Did you continue to make payments on the Hummer?
At that time, yes.
Until when?
Until such time that she was out of school.
She was out of school.
And I told her that you need to take over the payments.
When was that?
It was about April 2008.
Did she take over the payments?
No. I gave her a different vehicle that was completely paid off.
Just a second. The answer is she did not make the payments.
She's never made a payment on any vehicle.
So you took back the Hummer?
No, she forced that Hummer on me. She dropped it off at my house.
Mr. Fabiani, you took possession of the Hummer.
Yes, I did take possession of the Hummer.
Let's not play with me.
Oh, sorry.
Don't anticipate what you think you're supposed to answer, because you'll always end up looking foolish, Mr. Fabiani. Trust me. You took back possession of the Hummer, and according to you, you gave her a car that was fully paid off. What car was that?
A Toyota Coma truck.
And that was about April of 2008?
Shortly after.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And what happened to that car?
Well, my parents separated. We're separating at the time that Pamela moved in with my father. And in the divorce hearing, the judge awarded the Toyota Coma that was in my name to my mother.
Oh. So your father put... Take your hands out of your pocket. Your father took the Toyota truck, which had clearly, therefore, been marital property. And pursuant to the judgment of divorce between your father and your mother, the judge said, I don't care in whose name you put the truck. It really belongs to the marriage, and I'm awarding it to your former wife. Is that what happened?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Yes, ma'am.
It's what happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Slick, but no cigar. So now the Toyota truck was given to your mother. And when the court gave the truck back to your mother, you started driving the Hummer, which was still in your father's possession.
I drove the Toyota about, like, a few days.
Keep going. I have a feeling you all deserve each other. Go ahead.
Well, what ended up happening is that I actually gave the Toyota to my mom before
it was... You don't have to give it to your mom. The court ordered it to your mom.
It was not ordered until a while after. I gave it to my mom because she was my mom and she needed a vehicle.
Great.
And I had one.
Keep going.
I had the Hummer, and then in the summer of...
You didn't have the Hummer. Your father had the Hummer.
No, he did
not. At that point, yeah. Your father had the Hummer. It was turned over to your father. According to him, it was all this cute little arrangement that you had.
No, go ahead. Never had possession of the Hummer.
Come on, Ms. Fabiani. I'm getting where this is going.
All right.
How did you get possession of her 2003 Civic?
So, in 2008, my father sat me down with Kevin Heath present and told me, I'm not going to pay for the Hummer anymore, and Pam is offering you her vehicle, and her car gets better gas mileage. It's best for you to trade. She'll pay for your Hummer and pay for the Honda payments because her car wasn't paid off, and also pay for insurance. I initially declined, but when he said insurance also and the fact that he wouldn't support me anymore,
How old were you at the time?
I was around 21.
And you weren't in school?
At that time, no. It was summer.
Yeah, keep going.
And then we made an agreement where we swapped cars. She agreed to pay for the Hummer and the Honda and insurance. That was the only way that I was going to trade with her.
Just a second. Was the Hummer in your name?
Yes.
So you signed it over to her?
No, neither car was paid off, so I couldn't sign over my car and she couldn't sign over her car.
Did you have a bill of sale?
No, we had a verbal agreement.
So you took the car in 2008?
Correct.
And you drove it for how long?
The Honda CR-V? Up until December of 2010.
And then what happened?
And then in the middle of the night, Pamela Isles had the car towed from my apartment in San Anselmo.
Why?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's not happening. Not happening.
Okay.
Talk to him. He already tried to outfox his ex-wife. He's not outfoxing me.
And later today.
Why didn't you call her to bail you out?
Because I called my mother.
Your mother threw you out.
She didn't throw me out.
She asked you to leave.
Yes, that's not getting thrown out.
Oh, it's as close as you're going to come, Mr. Ford.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cassie Fabiani claims her father's girlfriend, Pamela Illis, conned her in a car deal. Pamela's countersuing for car damage and vehicle fees.
Now, why were you trying to get it back?
Because it belonged to me and I wanted it.
What was she doing driving it for a year before you wanted it back?
Her father asked me to loan her my car, and I loaned it until I needed it back. I asked for it back, and then she went into hiding for 16 months, and then I found her address and went and towed my car.
So now you have your car back?
Yes.
Good. It's her car. It's in her name. She paid for it. Let me ask you this question, Ms. Fabiani. How many cars did you pay for? Look, look, look. How many cars did you pay for?
None.
How many cars do you have?
None.
Perfect. That's what happens. Pay for a car, you get a car. How many cars did you pay for?
One.
Which car?
My car.
Which car?
My Honda CR-V.
Do you have that car?
Yes.
Perfect. You're not entitled to the car.
At the time of the swap, I also had a copy of her title as proof.
Don't care.
The Hummer was a gift. Okay. I didn't pay for it, but it was a gift.
Listen to me. You want a car? Buy one. Get a job. Buy a car. Then you have a car. Then you don't have to worry about swap, gift, trade, loan, anything else.
I have a job, and also my father was supporting me at the time, and he did ruin my credit because of this whole situation.
Listen to me.
He used me.
A car.
Okay. Well, how is my credit ruined? Pamela's credit is fine. I have no car. She got it repossessed, and she has her car.
A car. You want a car? Get it and pay for it.
That'd be fine if we didn't make an agreement. That's the only thing I'm
here
for.
Get it and pay for it. That's my ruling. Now, I have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim is you want the wear and tear on your car since she had it and all the miles she put on. That's not happening. That's not happening.
Okay.
Talk to him. You want money back for wear and tear on the car? Have a discussion with him. He's the one you live with, right? Mm-hmm. Still live together?
Mm-hmm.
Have a discussion with him. He already tried to outfox his ex-wife. He's not outfoxing me. Your case is dismissed. Your counterclaim is dismissed. You have your car back? You want a car? Buy one. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
You know what? I have no relationship with my father anymore.
She's always had a princess life.
And nor do I want one.
It's all part of the growing up thing.
Because if he's going to treat his daughter like this.
When you're living La La Land and you're a princess.
Ruin her credit and lie.
It's real, a little bit more difficult to grow up.
Then what relationship is there?
It was just a sad situation.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Klein versus Ford. Step forward.
Thomas Klein is suing his ex-friend, 24-year-old Adam Ford, for the money to bail him out of jail after he was arrested for stealing dogs from a breeder.
Mr. Klein, how do you know Mr. Ford?
He is a friend of my stepson's, and he was staying with us. He got kicked out of his parents' house.
Is he paying you rent?
No.
Any expenses?
No.
You were asked to leave your parents' home?
Yeah.
Just a big shout out there to all the parents of goodwill who want to take in other children whose parents ask them to leave. There's at least a 50-50 chance it's not the parents' fault. Do you understand?
Yes.
You know, you take a 50-50 shot with your own children. It's not necessary to take a 50-50 shot with somebody else's children when they've already proven that the odds aren't in their favor. Anyway. You claim that Mr. Ford owes you for bail because he was arrested for either burglary or trespass.
Correct.
When were you arrested, Mr. Ford?
September 16th.
Is that case over?
Yes.
Did you plead guilty?
I plead out to no trespassing.
You pled guilty?
To trespassing, yes.
You pled guilty. And whose house were you going into?
I didn't go into anybody's house. I gave my buddy a ride and...
You were the lookout?
No, the getaway driver, you could say.
You were the getaway driver or the lookout or whatever they call it. So you were going to trespass in whose house?
I don't know. I didn't know that we were going to commit a crime. I was giving someone a ride.
You were going to Dairy Queen.
I was giving someone a ride. Yes.
Okay, forget it. Mr. Ford, when the judge asked you if you were pleading guilty because you were guilty, if you said, I didn't know where I was going to Dairy Queen, he or she would not have accepted your plea. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How did you get your apartment?
I called up and said I needed an apartment.
Called up who?
Ray.
How did you find Ray, Mr. Ford?
Through the paper.
Why would you think that I think that you're amusing?
I don't know.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Thomas Klein says ex-friend Adam Ford owes for bail after he was arrested for stealing dogs from a breeder.
Now, when you were arrested on September 16th, did you call anybody?
Yeah, my mother.
And what did you tell your mother?
That I got arrested and I needed to be bailed out.
Did your mother bail you out?
No, she was coming to bail me out, but...
Did she bail you out?
No.
Because she had previously thrown you out?
She didn't throw me out.
Who bailed you out?
Mr. Klein.
Did you call Mr. Klein?
Not at all.
Who called you?
One of the guys that he was with that got caught, His girlfriend came to the house and said all three of them got caught.
Don't tell me what she said. You went and bailed him out. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. He hadn't asked you to bail him out?
No.
And what happened when you bailed him out?
Well, his father was in the hospital, and
I don't care the details. Why you bailed him out? His father's in the hospital. You want him to see his father? I don't care. You bailed him out. How much was his bail?
$660.
Were you waiting for him when he got out of jail?
No, he showed up at my house and he said he was appreciative for what I had done.
He showed up at your house when?
The same day that he got bailed out, the 18th.
So far, is that correct? You got bailed out and you went back to Mr. Klein's house?
Yes.
Perfect. And when you got back to Mr. Klein's house, who was at home?
His two stepsons and him and his girlfriend.
Did you have a conversation with Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Look at me. What did you say to Mr. Klein and what did he say to you?
I said thank you.
No, look. Come here.
I said, thank you for bailing me out, but I don't have the money to pay you back.
And he said to you?
Don't worry about it. That was basically the end of it.
Thank you for bailing me out, but I don't have the money to pay you back.
Yes.
What were you doing while you were living with the Kleins?
I was working.
So why didn't you have any money?
I wasn't making much money.
How much money were you making?
$270 a week.
And what were you doing with it? You weren't paying rent?
No.
So what were you doing with your money?
Spending it on my stuff.
What stuff?
Gas, car insurance, cigarettes.
Where are you living now?
In my own apartment.
How are you paying for it?
I have a different job now.
How much are you making?
$500 a week.
Cash?
Yes. No, I get checks.
Who do you live with?
Myself.
When did you move out of the client's house?
I have no idea.
What do you mean you have no idea? How long have you been living in your own apartment?
A few months.
What's a few? When did you move into your own apartment?
2 months ago.
Month?
2 months ago.
Month? What month did you move into your new apartment?
January.
What's the name of the building?
There is no name.
Landlord.
Yeah, I have a landlord.
Name?
Ray.
Ray what?
I don't know his last name.
Who do you make your rent checks payable to?
I pay cash.
To whom?
To Ray.
Ray has a building or a house?
He has a house.
You rent a room or part of the house?
I rent the part of the house.
What part of the house?
The upstairs part of the house.
Was Ray arrested with you on September 16th?
No, I didn't know Ray before I moved into my apartment.
How did you get your apartment?
I called up and said I needed an apartment. He was in.
Called up who?
Ray.
How did you find Ray, Mr. Ford?
Through the paper.
What paper?
The newspaper.
What paper?
The Buffalo newspaper.
Why would you think that I think that you're amusing?
I don't know.
Prior to moving into Ray's house, where were you living?
I was staying with my girlfriend.
Name?
Sue.
Is she still your girlfriend?
Yes.
Why did you move out of Sue's apartment?
Because I needed my own apartment.
Why?
I mean, why would I stay with her? I need my own place.
Why would you stay with the Kleins?
I wasn't staying there. I slept there a few times, went to my girlfriend's a few times.
How long did you stay with your girlfriend?
On and off. Back and forth between Mr. Klein's house and her house.
How long has she been your girlfriend?
8 months.
So she was your girlfriend when you got arrested?
Yes.
Why didn't you call her to bail you out?
Because I called my mother.
Your mother threw you out?
She didn't throw me out.
She asked you to leave?
Yes. That's not getting thrown out.
Oh, it's as close as you're going to come, Mr. Ford, when your mother asks you to leave.
I understand.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You were arrested on September 16th. Were any of your friends that you were arrested with, did they remain incarcerated?
Yes.
How many of them?
Just one of them.
How long did he remain incarcerated?
3 weeks after I got bailed out.
And now Mr. Klein said something about your father being in the hospital. What was he in the hospital for?
He had a mild heart attack.
When?
September 14th.
After Mr. Klein bailed you out, did you go to visit your father?
No, he was already out the hospital. I seen him at home, yes, if that's what you're asking.
Saw him at home? Saw him at home?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Why do you think Mr. Klein should pay your bail?
He bailed me out on his own. I didn't ask him to bail me out. Why should I pay him back?
Did he say he would pay you back when he got out?
Yes, he did.
Of course he did. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $660. That's all.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He took it on upon himself to bail me out by himself.
I felt bad for him because his father had just had a heart attack.
I never even contacted him. He bailed me out on his own.
If it was my kids, I want my kids there if I was in the hospital.
Don't do stupid things with stupid friends.
I'm happy I'm getting my money back.